Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. And as always, excited to face the day with you and glad to keep things rolling here at the station. Speaking of keeping things rolling, we've got a show for you on the line with me now, our own Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Morning, Grady.
And you've got a show, so go ahead, take it away.
All right. Usually the Telista Corporation hosts its annual shareholder meeting in a different community each year, but this year the coronavirus pandemic has propelled Telista to move its shareholder meeting, scheduled for July 3rd, online. With us today is Tom Leonard, Telista's Director of Communications. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Christy. How are you doing in Bethel?
I'm doing well. I got to check out the Smelt Run yesterday, which is probably my favorite event that happens every year. Also marked my second anniversary of stepping off the plane to get to Bethel. So I had a really good time at the riverfront yesterday. Definitely made sure to wear a mask. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing well. Kids are about ready to start online classes, so it's always fun about balancing that and working from home.
Oh, yes. That must have been a very interesting change as you deal with juggle your job and kids and all of that stuff.
Yes, it's we've heard stories everywhere that it's impacting everyone, and it's certainly impacting Telista and our outreach to shareholders as well.
Yes, so that is exactly what we want to talk about, is what does this mean, moving this annual shareholder meeting online? What's that going to look like?
Oh, good question. So when the board met for their regularly scheduled meeting at the end of April, obviously the current coronavirus pandemic was top of mind. It really guided a lot of the discussions, and the one of the top discussions we had, of course, was about the annual meeting that Telista holds every year for our shareholders. Now, you know, we've heard of two cases of someone who tested positive in the YK, and Telista and our staff and our board, we do not want to create any more health risks for the people and our shareholders in the region. And as a result of that, our annual meeting this year is going to be virtual. So we were scheduled to hold the meeting in Tuluksac on July 3 at 1 p.m. But again, because of this pandemic, we are moving to a virtual meeting. So on July 3, shareholders can go back to telistavote.com and use their voting pin to be able to watch the virtual meeting.
And how are you accommodating people without internet access?
That's a very good question. We are trying to find other ways for shareholders to participate. If we are able to develop another format, for example, phone call, we will definitely make that option available. But there are two things we need to balance. One is sharing information with shareholders. And two, that information at the annual meeting is for shareholders only. So a public airing of the shareholder meeting is not something that corporations typically do, because we do discuss a lot of detailed financial and business operations information. So it's finding that balance. Now, the good news is by having the meeting virtually this year at telistavote.com, we can actually reach more shareholders than we would with an in-person meeting. Normally, when we're in the village, anywhere from 100 to 200, you know, even up to 300 shareholders will attend the meeting. And by having the meeting this year at chlistavote.com, you know, theoretically hundreds or possibly even thousands of shareholders will tune in.
When will you have the details ready about how people without internet can join the meeting if they want to?
As soon as we're able to find something, if possible, we will announce that, get that out to shareholders as quickly as possible. Right now, the meeting is going to be at chlistavote.com.
Okay. And what does this mean for proxy voting?
Good question. I'm glad you asked. For proxy voting, there are actually no changes. This Friday, May 22, is when we mail out all of our annual meeting materials. There are two different packets that goes out. It's about 110 pages per shareholder, so it's a lot of documents. The large packet, it's about an envelope about 10 inches by 13 inches, so it's a big packet. This is sent to each shareholder household, and this has all the audited financials of our results from last year. It has all the candidate information, the agenda, the proxy prizes, those types of items. That's sent out to each household on May 22, this Friday. The other item that's mailed out is sent to each individual voting shareholder, same day, May 22, Friday. Now, that item is probably the most powerful piece of paper that you can have as a shareholder. That is your proxy voting form. That shows you who's running for each seat, anything that's going to be voted upon, and you can choose who to vote for, how many votes to use, and on the back page is going to be your information, so you know that it's individual for you. That's going to have your name, your address, and most importantly, it's going to have your PIN. It's five letters, and if you choose, you can vote online at chlistavote.com, and you also use that PIN to be able to watch the virtual meeting on July 3 at chlistavote.com. So that part hasn't changed. We've announced the deadlines for the different proxy prizes, and in the end, all votes, all proxy votes, have to be received by the Inspector of Elections by June 29 at 5 p.m. So if you're going to mail it in, you cannot mail it in on June 29. The postmark date doesn't qualify. The Inspector of Elections, they're a certified public accounting firm here in Anchorage. They have to physically have it by June 29 at 5 p.m. So what has changed voting-wise, since we are not having an in-person meeting, somebody who goes to the meeting normally can vote in person at the meeting, for example, this year, July 3. But since it's a virtual meeting, that is not an option. Now, the number of people that usually vote in person is very, very small. Just to give you an example, nearly 10,000 shareholders voted last year. And the number of people voting in person was less than 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how can elders participate? How are you making sure to accommodate elders, especially if they don't have access to internet?
No, I'm glad you asked that, Christy. So elders are obviously one of our most important treasures for our culture. But we're finding that elders are more connected than ever. Last year, as an example, of all the elders who voted 65 years of age and older, or 65 years of age and better, as some people say, more than one in three of them actually voted online. So more than one-third of elders are connected and vote online, get information online from our Facebook page, from our website. So elders are more connected than they ever have been. The other benefit is that we hear from a lot of younger people out there who help their grandmas and grandpas or aunts and uppas, who help them get online so that they can get information, so they can vote online. Or this year, we anticipate younger shareholders helping their uppas and aunts be able to watch the virtual meeting this year.
Mm-hmm. But that's still two-thirds of elders who haven't in the past participated online. So for those two-thirds, are you hoping that the younger generation will help, or are you also working out ways to make sure that they can access the shareholder meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, when we look at in-person meetings, the number of participants compared to the total number of shareholders is pretty low. The most important thing is that shareholders vote. Essentially, all the same information that are in the financials are presented at the annual meeting. One of the changes or differences, of course, is going to be the results of the shareholder votes, but that's announced to everybody once the voting results are certified by the Inspector of Elections. And we anticipate more shareholders will be able to participate this year just because it is a virtual meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're running close to our time, so I have time for one more question. How do you plan to address the effort to form a regional tribal government? And have you come up with a new meeting date for that discussion?
Yeah, CHILSA had sent out letters to every tribe in the region in February. And originally, we were looking to have a meeting on May 5. And, of course, the pandemic happened, so we postponed that meeting. We're still looking to be in touch with tribes. A new date has not been set. One of the important things to distinguish is that this effort that some shareholders have asked us to support in having a meeting and a vote is different than the Nunavut effort. So those are two different efforts that we're talking about. But there's information on our website. Shareholders can go to our website and search for regional tribal government. And when we are able to safely hold a gathering to discuss this option and vote on it, then we will be sure to have that date set and share it out with everyone, with all the tribes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for coming up, waking up early this morning and talking to us about this virtual meeting. Is there anything else you would like to add about this annual shareholder meeting details that are important for people to know?
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you to KYUK. For the shareholders out there, May 22, this Friday, is when all the materials are mailed out. About 2,000 shareholders have opted to get the information by email, so look for your email this Friday around noon. Everyone gets the voting form. On the back is the PIN. Use that PIN to vote online. and use that PIN to access the meeting. All the information at chilistavote.com or chilistacorp.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tom. It was great talking to you, as always, and I hope you have a lovely day.
Hoyana, thank you. Take care.
You too. That was the Chilista's Director of Communications, Tom Leonard, talking about Chilista's annual shareholder meeting, which is moving to online this year, and it's scheduled for July 3rd. At 1 p.m., you can find the details at Chilista's website. And I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. Back to you, Grady.
Have a great day, Christy. Leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.